what exactly are the halachic parameters of medicine and medicinal practices? In other words, where would we draw the line between something that's considered an effective, useful medical treatment and something that's just quackery or superstition? This question is important in halacha in two major applications. Number one is that there's generally a prohibition to engage in magic or possibly to be involved in superstition or to perform things based on superstition. And that is included in several isurim in the Torah, such as lo senachashu, specifically we would call it darkei ha'emori, acts that are particularly identified with certain, let's say, non-Jewish practices that we want to avoid. So that's going to be one category, that maybe actions that are superstitious or simply nonsensical and seem like magic, so maybe those types of things would be actually prohibited to do. And another important question is, what's going to be permitted to do even when it comes to violating another Isser in the Torah? For example, we know that the laws of Shabbos are pushed off in order to save someone's life, in order to engage basically in medical treatment for someone on Shabbos, but what is considered medical treatment for the purposes of violating Shabbos, or violating Kashrus, or violating Yom Kippur? Where exactly do we draw the line with what's going to be considered effective, and what's going to save someone's life, and what's going to be considered just nonsense? So the Gemara in Shabbos stuff Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, also discussed on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara talks about using amulets on Shabbos for medicinal purposes. Generally, walking around with an amulet outside on Shabbos, going from inside to outside, is considered carrying, which is prohibited on Shabbos, but the Gemara says that an amulet that is known to be effective is going to be allowed to be carried on Shabbos. So what is an amulet that's known to be effective? And also, these amulets would be not prohibited because of Darkei Ha'amori, certainly, because they're even permitted to be worn on the Shabbos itself. So the Gemara says that an amulet that has been effective three times, either that it healed three separate people, or maybe the person who wrote the amulet is considered an expert because he healed three people, but the idea is that after three times, something is considered to be, a particular treatment is considered to be effective. Now, this is a much lower standard than we would require for our current medicinal practices, and current clinical trials do not end after three successive, samples. But yet many of the poskim assume that even if there's a particular medical treatment that we have no idea why it works, and it really seems like magic, as long as we know it to have been effective three times, then it's actually going to be permitted. This is the opinion that's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch in several places. In the Mishnah Berurah, Simen Shin Aleph and Orach Chaim, the Mishnah Berurah also adds on to this in Se'if Katan Kuf Zayin, that anything would be permissible even if it would not be something that's known to be effective three times. It still would be permissible to be done as long as it's not on Shabbos, and there would be no violation of Darkei Ha'amori as long as it seems like it's been effective at least maybe once, or someone assumes it to be effective. Now, as mentioned, this is not obviously going to be standard medical practice, but we should understand that even if, let's say, the reason why this amulet or whatever it may be is effective, the Meiri writes on Masechah Shabbos that I just mentioned that even if, let's say, it's only a placebo effect, so that's still going to be something that we care about. We still want someone to be healed or their life to be saved, even if it may merely be a placebo effect. That would be enough to violate Shabbos for such a purpose. And therefore, the Rav Avadya Yosef in Shelos Uchubas Yaviyah Omer Chelak Ches and Orach Chaim Simen Lamed Zayin writes that even when it comes to alternative medicine, as long as we've seen it to be effective in certain cases, then one can violate Shabbos for such a purpose. My impression from comments of Rav Yoshev on Yoma Daf Samach Tes, where the Gemara in Yoma also discusses this question of when we're allowed to eat on Yom Kippur based on the say-so of the doctors. So if you look in Rav Yoshev's comments to that Gemara, I think that Rav Yoshev is saying that such a case that is actually not the halacha. One would only be allowed to violate Yom Kippur or Shabbos or the like for something that either that's considered based upon current medical knowledge to be effective, or that the patient or doctor administering this treatment is absolutely certain that it's going to be effective, even if we don't know exactly why that would be. This echoes the opinion of the Rambam, who writes in his comments to Maseches Yoma there on the, in his commentary to the Mishnah, as well as his commentary to the Mishnah on Maseches Shabbos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud. The Rambam writes that only practices that we really understand why they work would be considered to be medicine. So I think that's a very much limited definition. Probably what the Rambam would say is anything that's regarded by the current medical consensus to be effective would be permitted to be done even in violation of Shabbos or Yom Kippur, as also implied from the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Yud Tes Halacha Yud Gimel.